begin the episode, just a trigger warning, because as you know, some of these Reddit stories can talk about sensitive topics. So if you are sensitive to any of the following topics, please skip this episode. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Wild Thoughts Pod. We're back with another episode, and this one's gonna be super fun.
It is. You guys love these
episodes. Yeah, we're back with the Reddit stories, and this one is date edition. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely looking forward to getting entertained and showing you guys our true and honest reactions.
Yes.
So I think let's just get into it. Okay, so this one doesn't have a title, but we're just gonna get into it. I feel like it's gonna be interesting because I already see the word crazy face it. So, okay, let's start. I've got a good one for you guys and gals. It will be written poorly because I'm in a rush and at work. Enjoy. I dated a girl, let's call her Crazy Face, when I was 16 to 19. We dated for 2.5 years, first loves, blah, 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 but she was a totally insane, anorexic alcoholic.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whose mom is a lesbian alcoholic that lives in a recovery home, and dad is a pushover owned by a controlling psycho live-in girlfriend. Anyways, we eventually break up after fighting for like the 765,000th time. Good deal.
First of all, I'm going to assume this is a man that's writing this.
Clearly sounds like one.
As soon as a man calls their ex crazy, I don't trust the man. Yeah. And then to say all this shit about like anorexia and alcoholism.
Yeah.
And like lesbianism. And to use that against the girlfriend's kind of like...
Like, the tone sounds almost like he's blaming them for being all these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're like
a lesbian. Sounds like a redneck to me.
I don't want to say
it. Don't know about that.
Why would you give them the nickname of Crazy Face? At least you could be respectful enough to the human being and give them, like, a normal nickname. Clearly, yeah. You're already, you know, judging her before even telling the story, if that makes sense.
Yeah, already don't trust this person.
Do you have any other comments about that?
No. Let's dive into this.
It's definitely a mouthful at the beginning. But anyways, so 5 years later, I'm 24 and receive a message on Facebook. Whoa. It's from her saying, "How's life? I've thought about you, blah, blah, blah. Wanna grab a coffee?" I'm single and think coffee is harmless, so I go to meet her. She seems great and like she has totally turned her life around. She shows me her new car, tells me about her new job, managing a unit at a hospital, tells me about getting over anorexia and bulimia, doesn't drink much anymore, blah, blah, blah. Totally solid recovery.
Sorry.
This
totally solid recovery. I just picture like a frat boy writing
also
this.
Like, I don't like the way he said get over anorexia and bulimia. Like, I feel like you're not taking this seriously,
this
buddy.
This is a little weird.
You already seem like you were an ass of a boyfriend. Yeah. Like, even if the person was going through things, I don't think you were probably the best support system. But, okay. I think she looks good. So at the end of the coffee meetup, I tell her I'm still into her. And does she want to go on a date?
Bro!
She agrees. Excuse me?
What?
I think she looks good. Like, what?
Oh my god, this girl does not know what she's getting
into. The audacity already.
And you know what the funny thing is? It's like this whole thing is from his point of view and we already don't agree with him. So.
Imagine the other side of the story.
Oh man.
So a few weekends later, we meet at a steakhouse for dinner. Here's where shit gets real. Oh my god, why am I excited? Like, I didn't think the story would be... It's not good. This is someone's life, but...
Oh my gosh.
Here's where shit gets real. She drinks 2 bottles of wine to herself in about 40 minutes. A feat I've to this day, okay, I don't know what that means, never seen anyone else come close to doing. She gets right pissed drunk and starts trying to be. She tries to basically have sex with me in the middle of the restaurant. I tell her to back up as we're in public, but for some reason, tolerate it. She says she has to piss and stumbles out to the bathroom. I eat and wait for her return, thinking, holy shit, this is awkward. 5 minutes go by, she's not back. 6, 7, I'm like, this is bad news. 10 minutes later, the bouncer/door guy walks up to my table with her over his shoulder, fireman style, out cold, and says, "We're out of here." I understand completely and say, "No problem," pay up as soon as possible, and walk the mile of shame out of the restaurant with a completely out cold drunk psycho over my shoulder. Whoa, he doesn't need to call her a psycho.
Okay. See, okay.
What are these adjectives?
Like, obviously, I would be furious if this was my date, but to use all of the health problems against her, that's where it's like, dude, relax, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Like, I understand this can be a lot for your partner, like a partner to deal with, but you going behind her back and like, trash insulting her,
she's dealing with addiction.
Like, yeah, I don't think anybody deserves that, but okay, let's continue the story. People are giving me death stares and weird looks. I'm like, this was the worst idea ever. We get outside and I have a new problem. Her driver license has an old address on it. She had said she lives in XX neighborhood now, but the driver's license says YYY. So now I'm like, how the fuck do I get crazy face home? She can't drive, she can't talk, and I don't know where she lives at all. I don't know how to call any of her friends or family since we've been apart for years and years. So ultimately, I'm like, well, I can't be a jackass. You already are, sir. She needs to sleep somewhere warm. So I'll take her to my place and throw her in my car. We get to my place and my roommate watches me walk with drunk, crazy face. I'm going to rename her. I'm going to call her Steak Girl.
Steak Girl.
With drunk steak girl out cold over my shoulder as she pukes red wine down her white blouse and my back.
Oof.
Nasty, yeah. But look, it happens. He says to me, wow, Ironics. Okay, that's the guy's, this person's name, basically. Okay. Wow, Ironics, new low, dude. And walks away looking disappointed. She's sort of conscious at this point. I'd say 9 out of 10 drunk. Sort of conscious, 9 out of 10 drunk. Okay.
Don't know about that.
I don't want her shirt and pants to be ruined. Yes, I'm that kind of considerate. Seriously. Okay, this guy's cocky. Oh. Yo, the way he's like, I'm this kind of considerate.
Who are you?
Nobody asked.
Oh my god, this dude is so full of himself. I can't.
I can't believe we're giving him attention right now.
God.
So I tell her to take off her clothes so I can bleach slash wash them for her as soon as possible. I throw her in the bathroom and shut the door.
Okay, just
yeah, throw her in there. Toss her little body there. Oh my god. I throw her in the bathroom and shut the door to give her some privacy and go to get her some temporary clothes. I come back and she's 100% naked and trying to have sex with me. I'm like, whoa, no, just the clothes, keep your bra and panties on. So I get that sorted and throw her shit in the washing machine with loads of bleach. Get her to put on the temporary shirt and sleeping pants I have for her. Now, where can she sleep? Gotta be my room, of course. So I give her half the bed and I take my half, thinking, fuck this, and try to pass out. She keeps trying to touch me and have sex with me. And I'm like, hell no, and push her away. So anyway, we sleep.
Oh, the way that guy writes. Okay.
5:34 a.m. I'll never forget it. I wake up to her going, oh my god, where the fuck am I? Oh my god, my fiance is going to kill me. Yep. You fucking heard that right. She has a fiance.
Oh my god.
And she went on a date with me. Wow. You haven't changed at all, steak girl. Well done. We get up and I pretend like I never heard all that. And she is 100% fine and not hungover. Good sign that she's still an alcoholic.
Oh my god.
This man, we don't need your commentary.
Seriously.
I get her clean clothes out of the dryer for her to wear, drive her back to the restaurant parking lot to get her car, and buy her a sub on the way there to eat. Got myself one too. I was hungry. That detail we don't need to know. Oh, she drives off and I go home to my roommate asking me what the fuck that disaster was. Worst and most awkward date of my life.
Okay, dude, I'll give you that it was the worst date.
Yes, I understand.
Horrible. Your tone and the way that you address this girl uncalled for.
I don't know if I can defend, like, you know what I mean?
So yeah. Uncalled for. You did not have to bring the parents into this either. Like, yeah. Literally, for what?
We didn't need to know that.
Like, you could have just said the story without blaming exactly. Her health problems. Yeah. Like, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I think you could have delivered the message a little more respectfully.
Yeah.
Because you like made her seem like...
I feel like he literally dropped her off and wrote this on the spot. Like...
Let me talk.
Because he was just like yeah, venting type of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Not a good look for you, sir.
Yeah. Anyways, I do see that, okay, she did her wrongs in terms of, like, going on this date with this person, but you just didn't have to, like, yeah, talk about all her health issues like that. But that is definitely an insane date.
That's a wild story, though.
Yeah, it's definitely wild. Whoa, we will give you that. Yeah. But moving on.
Well, I'll get into mine, so... This story, the title is My First Date from Hell.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Already so. Okay. Yeah, I'm already scared.
So this happened close to 6 years ago. I talked with this guy I met online for a couple of weeks and we really hit it off. On our first date, he picked me up from my house and instead of meeting me at the front door, he just honked his horn for a while until I walked to the car door. First red flag. Bitch. If I was being summoned to the car by a honk on a first date...
Am I an animal? Like, X, what? X.
When I got to in the car, he didn't even get out to greet me. First time meeting him in person. All he did was talk about his car, how much he's done to his car, etc. Didn't greet me for the first time, ask about my day, nothing. He just talked about himself for the first 10 to 15 minutes.
This sounds like it's from a movie, like something I've watched.
Oh my god, I literally been like, pull over at the corner, I'm getting out.
Yeah, I'm getting out. Like, I'm breaking your window and jumping out or something.
Oh my gosh. After his bragging session was over, he asked what I wanted to do on our date and where I wanted to go. He had told me previously that he wanted to take me on a date and he had it all planned out. Apparently not. That's fucking brutal. My God.
Poor person.
He finally decided on a place for us to go for dinner. Once we got to the restaurant, very beautiful restaurant, we ordered some appetizers, then told me, oh, we don't need to order anything else. This place is expensive. Let's only order appetizers. Oh my God. Oh. I have no words.
Oh what? My God. I would have dined and dashed to that. Well, anyways, he's paying, but like...
No, I literally would have been like, that's fine. I'll pay for myself. You can just
but,
have
yeah,
appetizers.
But I don't want to enjoy it with him. Like, I
feel like I would have just... needed to rub it in if he oh said that to me. God. You know what I mean? But yes, I get you. I would have, like, been like, I need to get out of here. Weird. Okay. So I offered to pay and he flat out told me no. I was hungry, but okay. One appetizer each. The dinner date was horrible. We barely ate and all he talked about was himself. Following this, he asked if I wanted to still hang out since he was having such a great time. I was way ready to go home, but I agreed to get some ice cream before then.
They only had appetizers? Yeah. And he didn't let her one get each. Her own food?
One each. What? Didn't even let her pay if she wanted to order something else.
People like this exist. Like,
why are you taking people out to fancy dinners if you can't afford it?
If you can't, at least go to somewhere that you can afford and at least you'll get to eat more and the person will understand if they like you. But
oh, so bad.
Oh my God.
While eating ice cream, this man then tells me how much he likes me, how well we get along, blah, blah, blah. He tells me how he could provide for our future and how amazing of a job he has. I don't remember exactly what he did, but it wasn't great. He then goes on to rant about how stupid education is, how it's all a scam, and how we do not need to graduate high school. This man was bragging about himself and how great he is doing without a high school
it
education.
It all makes sense now. It all makes sense now. It makes oh sense. God.
He kept going on and on about how he's so glad he willingly dropped out of high school. I'm beyond done. That is... So after this, knowing damn well this guy is a large walking red flag, I asked him to take me home. Once I got home, he wanted to hang out for a bit to talk about our date. Fine, okay, but I'm done now. I was being extremely short, making it very obvious I wanted him to leave. Right as he was getting ready to leave, he started trying to convince me to let him stay the night because he lives so far away and doesn't want to drive home in the dark. He straight up tried guilt tripping me, saying it's so dangerous driving that far in the dark, etc. That's
He's disgusting. A weirdo. This person's a weirdo.
I don't like that. He lived 25 to 30 minutes away. We went back and forth for probably 30 effing minutes of him trying to convince me and begging me to let him stay until I straight up said to his face, get the hell off my property. He was obviously upset, but I obliged and left. I blocked him as soon as he left. For weeks, he kept blowing up my social media and having his friends call me over and over. He kept having his friends text me long-ass paragraphs about how great he is, how much he liked me, and how I'm the one that got away. It was absolutely terrible. That was my first date since getting out of a relationship. You know what's funny? About 3-ish years later, I was hanging out with my roommate's girlfriend-ish when she showed me a photo of her terrible date prior to the current relationship. It was him. Apparently, he did the exact same thing to her and blew her up for weeks, sending videos of himself professing his love to her.
Whoa, what?
This man needs therapy. He has mommy issues.
Oh my god, I can't believe there's people like this out there. Imagine someone begging to sleep at your house and you've just met them and they're like trying to make you feel guilty.
I'd be like, why do you want to say so bad?
Just get your friend to pick you up if you're that scared.
I'd literally be like, you're about to murder me. Like, mm-mm.
I can get the police to drive you home.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Don't mess with our girl.
What are these boys? Jeez.
That is just so scary. Story number 2 for me. Ooh, this one's going to be interesting, I think.
Okay.
I've been using Tinder for 3 to 4 years now, and I've always been very lucky. However, yesterday was a different story. Climax of the story, I'm in my date's bedroom. She's lying on her bed, drugged, and why are my stories so
wild?
Seriously,
whoa.
Whoa, what's happening?
Where do you grab these
Okay, yo, I'm on another side of
Reddit. Is a dark, dark place.
Oh my god, okay. I'm in my date's bedroom. She's lying on her bed, drugged and intoxicated. She takes off her top, now topless, grabs my neck and starts kissing me. Her mom, who is standing there, what? Leaves the room to give me some privacy to do what can only be considered a date rape. What?
Whoa.
Like, wait, what? I'm confused. A date rape, so was he like the girl forcing herself onto the guy?
I think so.
So the mom was just like letting it be, yeah. Type of thing? Mom?
That's disgusting.
Oh my god, gross. Okay, let's see how this story starts. Flashback, a day earlier, we matched on Tinder. I suggested we skip the long chats and go for a drink. She suggested we chat on the phone first. We did for an hour and it was nice. Some laughs, some flirting, and we agreed to spend the next morning at the beach. Okay, a beach, that's cute. We met, everything is going great, and all signs are saying we'll end up having crazy sex very soon. Okay, I'm not allowed on Reddit anymore. Wow.
Oh my god.
Left the beach, had lunch, and then agreed to go back to my place. She said she needed to pass by her place to change and take some stuff. No problem. She introduced me to her mom, her dog, her cat, and some neighbors.
Damn. Whoa, okay. Her mom, her dog. Married?
Yo, what are her neighbors too? Jeez. Getting too cozy for a Tinder date. Mm-hmm. Then she said, change of plans. My mom is going to spend the night at my brother's place. Would you mind spending the night here instead? I thought, why not? I'm getting lucky, so I don't care. Okay, sir, relax. You don't know that. She started preparing dinner, and I started drinking. Turn out her mom is going nowhere, and I had too much to drink. I can't drive back home, so I'm stuck with them for the night. Oh my god, this looks like a trick.
This like, feels very get set out-ish. Them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
That's
god.
That's nasty. Okay. That's
very strange. That's when things started to get crazy. Dinner table had prawns and oysters with bacon, which I hate. So I started eating the prawns when my date offered some oysters. I politely declined and said I was happy with the prawns. She insisted so much it got awkward, so I took it. She asked me if I liked it. I smiled and said nothing. She started getting angry and yelled at me that I should be more direct. Whoa. And speak up.
Yo, this is our first date.
Oh my god. Why are
these poor people? What's happening?
These stories are making women look bad.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And she started yelling at me and demanding an explanation why I don't like it. That's when her mom jumped in and tried to defuse the situation. To my surprise, my date grabbed the prawns plate and threw it across the room straight into the wall.
Okay.
I can just picture her being like,
sorry, you need to get out of this house.
Whoa, this can't be real. Come on. Like, no. Oh my God. Okay. Then she stormed away into her room. That's when her mom explained to me that she'd been in and out of rehab because of depression with 2 suicide attempts and that she was on medication and was not supposed to have any alcohol. Now I'm feeling really sorry for her.
Okay, so that's why the mom stayed.
Okay.
For sure.
Right. She came out of her room laughing as if nothing happened and brought some dessert and more champagne. Suddenly, she stood up and challenged me into a fight. But why isn't the mom, like, taking away the champagne and all the alcohol?
This is weird.
Okay.
This doesn't make sense.
She challenged me into a fight. MMA fight.
Okay. For what?
I'm sorry.
This is real.
What? Yo.
This is fake. This doesn't make sense.
She knew I've done MMA for over 10 years. She started throwing punches at my chest and stomach and then to my face. I was blocking or slipping all punches and asking her to stop. She got really vicious and started adding kicks to her attack. I grabbed her arms, put my weight on her, and took her to the ground.
Yikes.
She totally collapsed and lay there unconscious. Whoa. I shouldn't drive back home because I had 7 to 8 drinks.
First of all, even you, why are you having 7 to 8 drinks on a first date?
Someone you, yeah, and that's somewhere you've never been. And
exactly.
Then you, like, that's what y'all are both too comfortable. Like, I can't take a taxi and leave my car because there's a big chance she'll trash it. But I decided, fuck it, I'll drive back home.
Maybe you should not.
I think you can sacrifice your car over your life. Drinks. Yeah. Oh my God. I carried her to her bed when she opened her eyes, smiled, and then all of a sudden took her top off, grabbed my neck and started kissing me. Her mom, who was standing there, left the room to give me privacy to do what can only be considered a date rape. I pushed her away.
I think the way he wrote that, the mom left the room, like, she knew that the guy was conscious, so she probably was, he probably thought, like, the mom was letting me do it.
Well, okay, that's, okay, weird. I pushed her away and started walking backwards out of the room when she gave me a final kick to the stomach.
Oh my God.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting that.
What is this story? This is a movie.
Thank God I deleted dating apps. Like, whoa.
Oh my God.
Y'all need to be careful, whether you're a girl, a guy.
Stop going to people's houses on the first date.
This I know, is seriously. Okay, then, last part. Not crazy enough. I woke up this morning to a few missed calls from my date and a couple of messages with a casual apology and a couple ideas for our second
delusion.
Oh my God. Please be careful with the alcohol consumption when you're meeting people for the first time.
Seriously.
Like, you have to be around people you trust. If you are going to someone's home who you don't know and you know it's someone you met online.
People are too comfortable with the online world.
Seriously, because
I would never.
Even if you're a man, like, you don't know what can happen. Yeah, anybody can happen. Do anything.
You're
going
to get kicks to the stomach.
Oh my God. And then you can't even drive back home. And then
that's
like.
So bad.
Yo, bro.
People, please go for coffee or one drink at a bar.
Oh my God.
On your first date.
I'm sorry, the story was also like, it had a lot of also triggering moments. Some of the parts were so funny.
That's
like when the person was trying to MMA fight that slam, like, what is it called? Slam dunk.
I don't know, slam dunk.
That's basketball. Oh, I don't know what that is. Whoa. And then there was another part that was so, oh my God. Oh, when she threw the prawns across the highlight. That should have been the climax.
That's like, she's going to kill me level. That's what I would think.
And the mom's just casually there, like,
yeah, sorry, she shouldn't drink on her medication. Like,
but also,
why, like, don't you kick him out then?
I'd be so uncomfortable, like, if my parents were there on, like, my first, like.
Ugh, this is weird.
Anyways.
Let's get to our last story. This story is called The Time I Asked a Girl to Be My Girlfriend on the First Date.
already.
When I was 21, I had come out of a relationship that I had been done with for months. I had moved to the US and we tried to keep it long distance. The relationship quickly grew toxic and I had been tired of it for a while. The problem is the girl lived by herself. I used to live in Santiago, Chile, where I grew up in, and she was from a smaller city. She moved to the city by herself to go to school. This girl would throw a tantrum. Why are they all about like...
We need to find like women's... We had one, which was your first one, I think, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I think because men complain about women's craziness, so we probably only got those results. Damn. Okay, sorry to...
You don't see women going on Reddit.
Sorry to our women. We got you. These are just...
One side of the story. Even though some... Anybody can be messed up sometimes. So
that last story was definitely messed up,
yeah.
Anyways, this girl would throw a tantrum and have panic attacks when I did anything but stay at the room I was renting when I moved to the U.S., One of her worst ones was when I went with a group of guys to get burgers after class at around 3 p.m. and her argument was that they were going to influence me into doing bad things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I tried breaking up things multiple times, but I was afraid she would unalive herself. She would have full-blown panic attacks when I tried to break up with her and would start gasping for air and turn off her phone. It came to the point where I was with her because I was afraid of what she would do if I went through with it. Then came Christmas time and I was excited. My nuclear family was still in Chile, but all of my paternal family lived in another state up north. My family had bought tickets to spend Christmas with my paternal family and I was going to meet them there. It was the first time in a year that I would see them and, well, my relationship had become so toxic at that point that I ended up isolating myself for the sake of her mental health. Moved to a new place and yet no friends or family, no social life, it made me miserable. When I finally met my family for Christmas, I was extremely happy. I missed them so much and it was the first time in a while where I found myself surrounded by people and conversation. 2 days before Christmas, my girlfriend starts blowing up my phone with texts and calls demanding me to answer her. I told her that I was spending time with my family and hadn't seen them in a year, that I didn't want to be on the phone with them here. She kept telling me how hard was it to just shoot a text or call her back. I don't think she understood how isolated I became for her sake. It didn't help that all she did was talk shit about the place I moved to.
That's not nice.
After another round of phone blowups, I was done. I was fucking furious. This was the first time I had any form of social interaction in a year, and most importantly, the first time I was seeing my parents and brothers in a year. Fortunately, she had gone home for the holidays and was with her parents, so I finally felt that I was in a position to take action. If she was going to have a panic attack or do something, her parents would be there. I picked up the phone and told her I had been miserable for months and that she had no right to demand my time when I had not seen my family in a year. I told her it was over and I would appreciate if we did not talk from that point moving on. I was free. Ooh. Don't know about that.
I'm scared now.
Fast forward, I'm a free man, single for the first time in over a year, and ready to see what the world had for me. This relationship had deprived me from all forms of socialization, and I'm someone who likes to go out and meet people. I like to party and am an extrovert, so it felt like I hadn't been allowed to be me in a year of being in a whole new place. After being in the north, my family took their trip where I lived, the swamp state with nice weather year-round. The plan was to go to a not-so-famous theme park with a nice castle and a mouse with a whole fam. Okay, Disney? Oh, maybe that. Disney? Okay, it's Florida. It's Florida people.
Okay, swamp state.
At the time, I had downloaded Tinder because, you know, I wanted to see what's out there. I guess before leaving to the park, Tinder picked up a girl's profile that was in the area because I matched with her on the road. This girl, beautiful. I didn't know much about her because her bio just had a joke in it that I'll keep to myself, lol. Okay. Okay. Beautiful turquoise eyes, very European features. When we do match and start talking, she mentions that her parents are Chilean. I had it in my bio that I grew up there, and that immediately sparked a conversation. While in the park, we would text and I'd send her pics of the long lines and rides. We had a call every day after the park or in the morning for about 5 days. Whoa. That's a lot for a Tinder connection.
Seriously.
While this girl's parents lived near the location we started driving from, which was where my parents were staying and a bit of a distance away from where I lived at the time, she went to school a good couple of hours away from the area. The day I got back from the parks was her last night at her parents' before heading back. So I did what I had to do. As soon as we got back, I showered, grabbed my best outfit at the time, and head out in my car to pick her up. She got in my car and her eyes were even more beautiful in person. I tried to impress her with my music, later to find out she had way better taste and knowledge in the genre I was showing her. LOL. Oh. We love a man that's intimidated. We went out, drank, danced, and by the end of the night, we were kissing each other. We were kind of tipsy, and she decided to take me to one of the hotels near the beach since you could access the beach right through them. It was cold at the time for this swamp of a state. I don't know why you served.
I didn't know Florida was a swamp state.
I didn't know if Florida was a secret. I remember trying to go barefoot in the sand and how cold it felt. After an extremely fun night, we were at this sort of hotel deck that was right before entering the beach. We came to that point of the night where I asked her where she wanted to go with this, if she would like to keep in contact. She asked me what I meant. I said to keep dating and see where this goes. She said maybe, to which I asked her if we could be exclusive. Okay.
Oh,
it's the first date.
Sir, it's the first date. Whoa.
And you're not even both from this place. Okay. She told me she wasn't sure about that because of the distance. It was hard to explore any potential in this if we couldn't see each other. Okay, we like a smart girl.
Mm-hmm.
As tipsy as I was, I knew in my mind that this girl was different. I connected with her on a different level and could not shake the feeling that I couldn't just let her go. So I looked at her and said, "Do you want to be my girlfriend then?"
Isn't that the same thing as what he just said?
She looked at me and gave me this confused look and disbelief, asked, "Are you serious?" I smiled and said, "Yeah, I am."
I'm sorry, but if I was the girl, I also would be like,
I'd be a bit red flag.
Yeah, I'd be like,
that's weird.
Whoa.
Then she gave it some thought, smiled, looked at me and said, "Sure."
Girl, we were defending you a second ago.
Oh, okay, wait. The next day, we both kind of assumed maybe the other one wasn't as serious about it because of the alcohol. When we texted each other, we agreed that we were both down. And about a week later, I was driving to her at school. We've been together for 3+ years. I love her with all my heart. I could probably see myself having adventures with her for the rest of my life.
That was cute.
That was a good one to end on.
Oh my god, now I feel bad for judging them.
I mean, I still judge them because, like, that won't happen in most cases.
Yeah, you know true. But that is really nice that, like, it worked out.
Yeah, happy for you.
Imagine, oh my god, that's probably so rare, asking someone on the first date.
Everyone that I know would get weirded out by that.
Maybe like, they don't both just felt a connection. But I felt like on the girl's side, she wasn't as
hesitant.
Well, also we're hearing it from his side and not the girl's side, so that's why. But
this kind of sounded like a rom-com, not gonna lie. So I hope this is real.
God, it really like got us with the ending. Yeah. Like,
this was a story, you know what I
mean? At least this one was positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it started a bit.
It started but rocky.
The person got their happy ending. Yeah.
But you know, there's been a lot of stories like that where, like, people that have mental health problems often manipulate their partners to stay with them because they're like, "You're the only one I can depend on to keep me in check," which is not fair to the other person.
No.
That's a whole other thing, though.
Yeah. I think it happens, like, more often than we think about, like, the mental health and guilting. Yeah. And, like, you know, if someone is having, like, it's not as stable and they kind of guilt their partner into, like, staying with them. Like,
I had someone that I knew from school. It wasn't really a friend. It was more like an acquaintance. We took the same bus sometimes. And he would tell me about his relationship with his boyfriend and, like, how sometimes, like, they'd be on the phone and, like, he would try to, like, unalive himself on the phone. And he's like, "Why are you doing this?"
Yeah.
Like, it's, like,
It's hard for both, I'm sure. Because
100%. Like, but it's, like, not fair at all.
No.
And that's what we see in these stories, too. So, hopefully, everything is good for the both of you.
Yeah.
I know it's a hard situation, but there's ways to get through it. Go to resources and therapy and all that stuff, but anyways, that was a good story to end on because that was sweet.
Yeah, that was
compared
better.
To every other one.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts, Avi?
Reddit is like a whole different world.
Reddit,
like,
is scary.
I love seeing our reactions to these things.
I know. I wonder how you guys are going to react. You guys should like live comment.
Yeah, and be like, oh,
as you're listening.
Oh my god. But no, I mean, it's definitely sad that people are actually living some of these things.
Yeah.
But it does make an interesting story.
I can't even imagine how I'd react in these moments. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's crazy. crazy. Ugh. Whoa.
Sad that you
just
guys have
be
to
careful
go
out there. Just yeah. so that let's learn from this and
yeah, don't and trust people easily.
Exactly. And watch yourself when you're drinking on a yeah. date. It seems like a lot of alcohol is involved. So.
That's very true. Okay, so we're going to wrap up this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, please subscribe to our channel, comment, like. We know that you guys love Reddit reaction videos, so please let us know if you want us to keep doing them or if you want specific themes. Yeah. We've done some in the past, like mother-in-laws and for Mother's Day and stuff like that. That was disgusting. You should go listen to that one. But yes, follow us on all the podcast platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Wild Thoughts Pod. Follow us individually. All the key information will be down below.
Yeah.
And that's about it. So we hope you guys have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, I think happy Valentine's.
It's coming up next week. Yeah. So have fun.
Bye.